This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira. Thumma amma ba'd. You know, I remember one friend of mine when we finished University of Medina. That was back in 1996. I asked him to write me something that I would remember him with. So he wrote me a few lines of poetry that were beautiful. And subhanAllah, every time I think about moments like these towards the end of a convention, an end of an emotional experience, knowledge retreat, a spiritual maybe gathering and so on, it always reminds me of these words. He wrote in that's actually that piece of paper that he left for me. He said, لكل اجتماع بعد نزهته فصل وما كل بين بعد فجأته وصل. He says, after every beautiful gathering, there has to be departure and separation. And there is no guarantee after that separation there will be any reunion. And then he gave an example. حللت جفوني بين أم ووالد هما بلغا سنيهما وأنا طفل قمنا قليلا فارتحلا وما كان يشتهى ذلك الرحل وها أنا ذا يدعني بني أبا له كما كنت أدعو والدا أبا قبل. Which means, he said, after that, there was a time when I opened my eyes. Means my eyelids were open when I was a baby, and I opened my eyes to see those who were calling, they were called for me, dad and mom. Time went by. Soon after that, they had to leave this world. And it wasn't easy for them, for me, that they leave. And now, soon after that, I am now the one, like my dad once was a father for me, I'm becoming a father for another, actually, child. Which means life cycle is going to continue on and on and on. Gatherings like these always remind me of these words. Why? Because after we meet together, alhamdulillah, in a knowledge retreat like this, in a spiritual retreat like this, everybody's going to go back home for where they came from. But then what happens? What did we exactly learn from this experience? What exactly we're carrying with us? We heard so many lectures, mashallah. I mean, subhanAllah, looking at the place over here, you have two kind of bazaars. You have bazaar where you buy goods from it that will lead you to, mashallah, prosperity and enjoyment in al-jannah and dunya. And there's another bazaar you choose from whichever lecture you would like to attend, whichever experience you would like to have. And then you take this with you when you go home, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now remind us with hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Your deeds are, you're judged by the intentions. وَلِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. And for every insan, you will get reward for what the intention that you had in your heart. For whatever deed that you make, your intention, that you're going to be rewarded for that first and foremost. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and he gave example, فَمَنْ كَانْتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever made his hijrah, his amal, his deeds for the sake of Allah and his messenger, it will be counted for the sake of Allah and his messenger, which means will be sincere. And whoever made his intention to come for a worldly gain, so whoever made his hijrah, وَمَنْ كَانْتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ مْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Whoever came for the intention to this dunya, or just to get married whatsoever, they get their reward for that intention only, meaning they get the worldly gain. But in the akhirah, that's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge them. When we came here, we came with a lot of intentions. And I'm sure many of us, they had, mashallah, the desire to come and learn. Others to come and socialize. Others to come to get married. Some other people just maybe to go and shopping. There were so many intentions. But now that this is all over, what is the intention now as I'm leaving from this place? Forget about my intention when I came over here. What I want you to think about is your intention as you leave from this place. What is it that you're going to carry with you, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala? Because there's so many people. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, says that, عجب ربكم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically says, عجبت. Means I will be actually surprised, means astonished, that people will be brought to al-jannah bis-salasil in chains. Meaning they were captured perhaps in a battlefield. They were forced to come to an action or a convention or a knowledge retreat, a spiritual retreat. They were forced to come over here. But then subhanAllah, they enjoy it. Their intention changes. And as they leave completely transformed. This is the moment of transformation for you before you leave. If you haven't done it yet, I would like from all of you to reflect on this. This is the moment of transformation that when you walk out of this, out of these doors, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever intention you came with, you shouldn't be leaving with that same unless it's better. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was approached by the Sahaba on many, many occasions with simple questions. That I want to know more. What can I get? Like an action item, Ya Rasulullah, that you give me would benefit me in the dunya and in the akhirah. Like the very famous story of a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, inna shara'a al-Islam qad kathrat alay. Shara'a al-Islam qad kathrat alay. The rights of Islam are being so many. I can't even count them anymore. I don't know how to catch up with all these good deeds. Imagine a revert comes to Islam and the first thing you tell them, oh mashallah, now that you're Muslim, listen, you're going to have to start making wudu, making salah, memorize the Quran, do this and do that and everything, subhanAllah, it's too much for them to start with. So this young man, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam overwhelmed. Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amal, just teach me one thing that I can do. One thing I can do from Islam that will get me to Al-Jannah and keep me away from Jahannam. Now what do you expect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him? A long list of duties, tasks? SubhanAllah, in this convention, this is what happens. People, they came over here, you open the program, and you just start seeing all these names and all these titles, and like, SubhanAllah, where am I going to start from? Forget about starting, it's almost over right now. Now we're coming to an end. What did you learn? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him an answer, a very simple answer. He says, لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. As long as you keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Very simple act of good deeds. Very simple action item that the Prophet gave this man to carry with him as his legacy of fulfilling his duty as a Muslim. We came over here with the intention of learning, socializing, networking, benefiting in the dunya and the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it fruitful for all of you. We came with that intention, now as the action item. Okay, but I attended all these lectures. And when I check my note, there's so many, subhanAllah. I don't know where to start from. And in these few minutes, I would like to share with you one thing as your action item. One thing that I want you to take home with you as you leave from this, inshallah, this hall and this room and this convention that you carry with you until the next year, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited this young man to carry the legacy of just making dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, I want you to think of your intention. How is that and what does that exactly mean? You see, when it comes to intention, intention can transform anything that you have, anything that you do into an act of ibadah. You have learned so many things. You've heard about Muslims around the world. You've heard about civil rights movements. You've heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You heard about marriage, so many things. But what can I do? How can I start? Start with your intention. You might not be able to go home right away and start implementing everything instantly. You might not be able to achieve the same thing right away in your masjid, on your organization, any of these activities that you've learned today or learned throughout this weekend. But what you could start with is with your intention. As long as you have the intention to make something good, to improve, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, you are in constant state of ibadah. Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that one of the Imam al-Shafi'i, it was a story about Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was sitting around with a group of his students. Someone knocks on the door. One of his students, of course, you know, he wanted to jump up to go and open the door. So Imam al-Shafi'i, he stops him, he says, what are you doing? He goes, I wanted to open the door. I mean, when someone knocks on the door, what do you usually do? You go and open the door, you want to see who's there, right? That's natural. But Imam al-Shafi'i, and this is the adab of the ulama, and look at the legacy of the ulama, they want to teach their students, even in a normal action, spontaneous, random acts, you can make ibadah out of it. How is that? By observing your intention. He said, since you're going to open the door anyway, why don't you make the intention that if there was a poor behind the door, that you will give him charity. If someone is in need of help, that you will offer help, inshallah. If a guest is coming, that you will offer hospitality. Just make the intention. Now, we don't know what happened, who was behind the door. The story stops there. But what matters is that Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, instructed that student that as you do what you normally do, you just open the door. Observe that intention. Look, check your intention. Make something good out of it. Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, also reported a man asked one of his teachers. He said, you know, I'm doing, alhamdulillah, good things. I would like to continue doing, but I hate it when I take a break. That man, he hates when he takes a break. He said, I'm looking for opportunities to do a lot of good deeds. How can I continue doing my good deeds? He told him, you're already doing it. He said, how come? He goes, holding that concern and holding the intention that whenever you have an opportunity that you will do good, that by itself is an act of ibadah. It's an act of worship. And that is somehow the essence of fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, the essence of taqwa. That when you're always observing that in your mind and your heart, you're always constantly in a state of ibadah. I'm not going to tell you right now to go and start, you know, a new organization or a new project and so on. Although it's good to start something like this, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, within your community, within your neighborhood, and so on. But I want you at least to start with the intention. Begin from there. Something as little as observing that in your heart, and hopefully, inshallah, ta'ala, your mind and your actions will follow. Tabi'inillahi azza wa jal. Now, one thing I observed really in this convention, which I have to bring to your attention, inshallah ta'ala, as brothers and sisters in faith, also as organizers and everybody, inshallah azza wa jalla, to benefit from this. You see, subhanAllah, for the last 2 years, I went to and attend some of the lectures. One of them I spoke in that lecture about the poorest Muslims in the West. I don't know how many of you heard about that lecture or checked that lecture on the program. The poorest Muslim in the West, Haiti and Mexico. And I was one of the speakers over there in order to promote the work that Helping Hand is doing, mashallah, for khair and so on. And subhanAllah, I was looking there and I'm just kind of surprised. When I was walking through to get to that hall, there were some doors closed, not allowing people to get in because there'd be a stampede when they come in there. But in that lecture, as we started, there were less than 15 people. 15 people in a hall that could hold 200 people. By the time we finished, there was about maybe 30, 35 people only. And subhanAllah, when I was thinking about it, I said, look, we come as Muslims from all over the country. We come to learn about each other, to get to know one another, and help, inshallah ta'ala, follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom I consider the greatest humanitarian sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now with this, we're learning about the poorest Muslims. No one was carrying their concern. It wasn't that important topic to turn to or listen to. As listening to the other speakers, and the sister actually, Nahila, who was speaking about her experience in Mexico, wallahi, it was inspiring to me even. An inspiration that what we're learning about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we don't have the concern for one another as Muslims, if we don't have that concern, how are we going to implement what we're learning in this convention over here? Ustad Mazen also mentioned about the situation, you know, of the Muslim community in America. How, when there's a vacuum and the Muslims are not doing their job, who's going to fill that actually, that void and that vacuum? Other ideas, other people, and so on. So when it comes to following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not asking you right now to go and take a trip to Haiti or take a trip to Mexico and start giving da'wah over there. But I want you to have that intention. That every time you hear about an opportunity like this, that you should be the first person to go there. The Muslim community needs you over here, and specifically the African-American Muslim community needs that attention, needs that respect that is deserved from us, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, which they've always been complaining that we're not giving them. And we claim that we follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you couldn't do anything about it, the least is to have a sincere intention that you're improving your walk on this to happen, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. My last call for you over here is, remember, you've learned so many things. So many things you learned, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, and I'm sure that many of us, as we go to our communities, probably we are going to make halaqas and programs for our youth, for our families, and our community, and our masajid, and so on, to benefit them from what they learned over here. But I want you at least, if you're not going to do any of these things, to have the intention that inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, you improve, and you work so hard, so that you follow the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that may Allah azza wa jal bring us among those who will be around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.